Okay, good morning, good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Again, I want to revisit the issue of chronology. Shivas Yimei Amiluyim. We understand that to have begun on Chav Gimel Adar, culminating with Yom HaShmini Amiluyim. That's the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the day that is alluded to in Pasha Shmini. That's the day that the Shekhinah finally came down, covered the Mishkan. And what we had to discuss last time, and we'll continue this way as well today, is the chronology of the parshios from Parshas Pekudei through the end of Parshas Tzav. Now, last time we went through the Ramban in Perek Mem Pasuk Beis. Remind everybody, at the end of Parshas Pekudei, the Torah identifies the day that the Mishkan was dedicated. Perek Mem, Hashem tells Moshe that you shall erect the Mishkan on Chodesh HaRishon Be'echad LaChodesh. And it goes on later in Pasuk Yitzayin and tells us that it was so, Vayihi, B'Chodesh HaRishon, B'Shana HaShenis, Be'echad LaChodesh Hukam HaMishkan. The way that Parshas Pekudei ends and Sefer Shmos ends, it describes how the Anan of Hashem was on the Mishkan and the Kvod Hashem descended on the Mishkan. This is therefore going to be on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Then we have Vayikra El Moshe. So we're going to have to understand exactly when this happened and also the meaning of Vayikra El Moshe. What is the significance of Hashem calling to Moshe? Vayidaber Hashem Elov Mei Ohel Moed Leimor. Exactly how does this fit with the Pshat of what we know from Parshas Pekudei? We'll get to this. And then you have beginning in Vayikra, the mitzvahs relating to Karbanos, starting with Ola, and so on and so forth. And then you have Mincha, and then you have Shlamim and Chatas, and then you have Asham at the end, and then you have Parshas Tzav, and many more halachas of Karbanos. And then in the middle of Parshas Tzav, we go back to describe the Shivas Yimei HaMiluyim. In the middle of Parshas Tzav, in Revi, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Limor, Hashem says, Kaches Ares Bonavito, take Aaron and his children and the clothing and the various karbanos that are to be brought. Moshe listened to what Hashem said, and Moshe is also told to gather everybody around, and Moshe addresses Aaron Ubanov, and it goes on and says how he anointed the Mishkan and the Kelim, and also Aaron Ubanov as well, and begins to describe the karbanos that Moshe brought as acting as Kohen Gadol, and it goes on and says how Aaron Ubanov, and again, everything he did with the karbanos, and then how Aaron Ubanov were stationed for 7 days, Pesach Ol Moed, and that was what they did, Vayas Aaron Ubanov, the last pasuk of Parshas Tzav, Kasher Tziva Hashem, is called Moshe Tziva Hashem B'yad Moshe. And that picks up from there, Parshas Shemini, that this is Yom HaShemini. So the question really is, where and when do we place Parshas Vayikra and the first half of Parshas Tzav? On the one hand, Parshas Pekudei concludes on the day of Hakamas HaMishkan, with the Kvod Hashem was on the Mishkan. And then the middle of Parshas Tzav, the Torah is describing the Shivas Yimei HaMiluyim and continuing with Parshas Shemini, which is the eighth day. So where does that position Parshas Vayikra and half of Parshas Tzav? So we already noted in the first Ramban that we read last time, Perek Mem Pasuk Beis, that the Ramban's inclination is to assume that the Dibur from Parshas Vayikra and Parshas Tzav, all of that was on the first of the Shivas Yimei HaMiluyim, on Chav Gimel Adar. The Ramban quotes the Medrash that Rashi says that the people were complaining to Moshe, we did all this work and nothing has happened, the Shekhinah hasn't descended. Moshe says, don't worry, it will happen soon enough, and that was the Yom HaShemini. So that is one view. However, the Ramban has another possibility. He mentions at the end, from the Medrash Koheles Rabbah, that Ein Mukta Mucha Batorah, that really Vayikra El Moshe, that's on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. right after the Shekhinah descended on the Mishkan. And in other words, according to this, Ramban points out, the dibur to Aaron, yayin b'shechar al taste, which was mentioned in Parashat Shemini after the death of Nadav and Avihu, that could not have been on that same day, because it would mean, therefore, that Hashem spoke to Aaron before he spoke to Moshe, and that would not be possible. Clearly, Hashem spoke first to Moshe, the laws of Karbanos. If it was on Yom HaShemini, then it must have been first. And then, yayin b'shechar al taste was not taught until the next day. That goes against the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Samach, that Yayin B'Sheikh HaOtesh was one of the parshas given on Yom on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. In any event, the Ramban says, I'm not sure what to make of this Medrash Koheles. This is a view which is a common view in Chazal, or maybe a fringe opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, because it mentions here Rabbi Yishmael's opinion earlier, so maybe it's only Rabbi Yishmael who said this. But again, the Ramban is sort of entertaining both ways to understand where you put Parshas Vayikra and Tzav. I want to continue along here and flesh out some more details in the Psukim in Pekudei and also the Psukim in the beginning of Vayikra. So let's continue here in Perek Mem Pasuk Yud Zayin. The Ramban now is going to explain the sequence of Psukim over here in Pekudei, Shmos Perek Mem Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vayihi בחודש הראשון בשנה השנית באחד לחודש הוקם המשכן. So that's pretty clear. We're talking on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's when the Mishkan was hukam. Now remember, the Ramban developed further in Pasuk Beis how the Hakamas HaMishkan was going on for 7 days also. Moshe was maimid the Mishkan and then he was mefarik it. He disassembled it. It was early in the morning, the Ramban says. Then he brings other opinions. It was done a couple of times a day. But it was up and down for the Levim to see, and it was the Yom HaShemini that had the special status of that Moshe assembled the Mishkan and it was not disassembled, and it remained in this state until they journeyed from Har Sinai, which was in 20 Iyar. Now the next pasuk over here, pasuk Yud Ches, says Vayokem Moshe es HaMishkan Vayitin es Adonav Vayasem es Kirashav. Now what day is this? Is this the final Hakama of Yom HaShemini, or is this the first of the Hakamos of Moshe, which was really on Chav Gimel Adar? Because it goes on and says how Moshe put everything together. So the Ramban learns as follows. Take a look here. Mem Yud Zayin. Vayhi v'chodesh harishon be'echad l'chodesh aldas Rabbi Seinu. That means that there were many Hakamos, and the final one was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Vayhi b'yom kalos Moshe v'halkimis ha-mishkan. So according to Chazal, hiskir ha-kasuv Shahukam Hamishkan Lamod Kain Ve'echad Lachodesh Harishon Kasher Tzuva. In other words, this was the day that the Mishkan was erected for good, as if to say until they're going to journey. In other words, there's no more disassembling. Right now, so long as the Mishkan is here, it's going to remain standing as it is now. That's what it means. That on this day, Hukam HaMishkan, because it was Hukam already, Chav Gimel Adar, but that wasn't a Hukam that was meant to actually establish it as such. It was meant in a temporary way, because it was disassembled right afterwards, brought back up. So this is the Hukam HaMishkan, which is the Hakama that stands out. Now, the next pasuk says, Vayokem Moshe. So now, the Amro, Vayokem Moshe Es HaMishkan, this is now going back 7 days. L'saper masha osa b'hakimo oso min hayom harishon shehischil bo shehu chav gimel adar. Notice what Ramban is doing here. The pasuk that follows, Vayokem Moshe es HaMishkan, he's learning al pipshat. This is going back to the first of the Shibbos Yemei HaMiluim, to chav gimel adar. Because everything that's described now in the pasukim that follow are things that Moshe was doing during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluyim, when he put everything in its place from the beginning. And then he did it again each day, right? Now, the lo hiskir, now what's missing here in this section, in Pekudei? The lo hiskir bekan Meshichas HaMishkan VeKelav, the lo Meshichas Aaron Ubanav, VeKarbonos HaMiluyim. So what the Torah leaves out in Pekudei things that were done on Chav Gimel Adar as well. Namely, the Meshicha of the Mishkan V'Kelev, using the Shemna Mishcha to anoint the Mishkan and the parts of the Mishkan and the Kelim, and so with Aaron Ubanav to be Moshe Chedem. All this was done on Chav Gimel Adar. But the answer is the Torah, that when was it done? Kilo Asa Osam Achasim Koha Kama. When did Moshe do that Meshicha? After he finished doing the Hakama, let's say the first Hakama of the beginning of Shavuot Shemini Miluyim, on Chav Gimel Adar, he put everything where it needed to be, and then after everything was in its place, he did a Meshicha. But Hashem actually said something to Moshe first. Ki lo aso samach asim ko Hakama v'nitztava behem pam shenis kaches Aaron k'moshim forsh pashas tzav. Now it's very important to understand here, again, how we take something from another section of Chumash and we have to understand chronologically when it happened. So what the Rambam is referring to here is that pasuk right after Revi and Pashas Tzav. So find that in your Chumash. In Revi and Pashas Tzav, Perek Ches, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Limor, Kach es Aaron ve es banav ito ve es habegadim ve es shemen hamishcha ve es parachatos ve es shnei ha'elim ve es halamatzos ve es kol ha'eda hakel pesach ol moed. So Hashem gives Moshe tzivui to get everything ready, everything here, bring Aaron ubanav, bring the clothing, bring the shemen hamishcha, bring the various karbanos. So what day is this? Obviously, this is the beginning of Shavuot Shemini Miluyim. This is what this parasha is going to describe. And the karbanos that Moshe is going to bring, and Aaron and Nadab are going to be stationed there for 7 days. So at the beginning of Shavuot Shemini Miluyim, Hashem tells Moshe at some point, okay, Moshe, get everything here ready, and get everybody around to notice, to see this. This is going to be a formal inauguration, but not the Rosh Chodesh Nisan inauguration, but the pre-inauguration, you could say, right? The inauguration that everything is going to be able to have the status that it needs to have for the great day, which is going to be in a week from now, right? This is Hashem being mitzvah Moshe. Now remember, Hashem already told Moshe that there's going to be such a thing. When was that? That was in Parshas Tetzaveh, v'zeh adovah shetasa lohem. This is the section of Tarshish Tetzaveh. Let me already give everybody the Maramakam on it. You can look back at it, find it. Perek Chav Tes Pasuk Aleph in Shmos, in Revi in Tarshish Tetzaveh. Vezeh HaDavar, right after going through the Big Day Kohuna, then you have Vezeh HaDavar, Asher Ta'aseh Lohem, L'Kadesh Tosam L'Chaheim Li. It goes on, describes the Karbanos of Shavuot Shemini Miluyim. And it goes on, it says over there, and Moshe is told, there's Aaron, there's one of Takriv, El Pesach Ol Moed, Berachatzto Sabamoyim, and you shall take the begadim, you shall dress Aaron, Ubanav, and so on, you shall take the Shemen HaMishcha. So Moshe Rabbeinu had heard way back when he was on the mountain, remember, Parshas Tetzaveh, for the Ramban, was the first time Moshe ascended to Har Sinai. He was given the mitzvahs of the Mishkan, and all of Teruma and Tetzaveh, and the first Aliyah of Kisisa. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew already that there was going to be this, that he was going to have the Shavuot Shemini Miluyim, and he was going to get Aaron dressed, and he was going to do the Meshicha with Shemen HaMishcha on Aaron Ubanav. He was told this already. So what is needed in Parshas Tzav? Apparently, when it's B'shas Maisa, Hashem again reminded Moshe and reissued the Tzivoy, Moshe, get everybody here, get everything ready. So this was on Chav Gimel Adar. And then it goes on, it says how Moshe did so, and everybody was gathered. And it says further that Moshe took the Shemen HaMishcha, and he did Meshicha on the Mishkan, and Koa Shebo, and on the Mizbeach, and the Kelim, and on Rosh Aaron, and Bnei Aaron. Okay, so therefore, what Ramban is saying over here, back in our Ramban, Mem Yud Zayin, that Lo Hiskir Bekan, in Parashas Pekudei, doesn't mention Meshichas HaMishkan Bekelav, V'lo Meshichas Aaron Ubanav, V'karbanos HaMiluyim, it doesn't mention all that in Pekudei. Ki Lo Asa Osam Asher Siyem Kol HaHakama. Again, which Hakama are we referring to? The Hakama of Chav Gimel Adar. V'nitztava Behem Pam Shenis, Kaches Aaron, Kimoshim Mefarsh, Parashas Tzav. That we just described. Now, something more in these psukim in Pekudei. Vihine, Hamishkan v'keilav lo niskatshu la'avoda ela b'meshicha. Kmo shenemar v'shachta es ha-mishkan v'eskoa shebo v'kidashta oso v'esko keilav. So, it actually says earlier in Pasuk Tes, right? V'lokachta Hashem na-mishkan v'shachta es ha-mishkan v'eskoa shebo v'kidashta oso v'esko keilav. So in other words, in order that these kelim could be functional, there had to be a meshicha. So therefore, when it says over here, further on, that Moshe did certain avodos with the kelim, l'mashal, it says, "Va'itin es ha'shulchan va'yaruch olav erech lechem." Could Moshe have put the lechem upon him on the shulchan before meshichas ha'shulchan? Of course not. And says further, Vayal Haneros Lifnei Hashem. Could Moshe have done that without Meshicha? But it doesn't say in the Psukim at Bikudei Moshe did the Meshicha. It only mentions they did the Meshicha in Parshas Tzav. But again, Parshas Tzav at Revi is when Hashem says to Moshe on this day, go ahead with everything, and it says that Moshe did it. So there's obviously a gap here in the Pasuk that's not mentioned. Something that Moshe did, which is not mentioned that he actually did it, even though it says he did something else, which was only subsequent to the Meshicha. Everyone following me? Yes? So look what he says, the Ramban. V'hinei ha-mishkan v'keilav lo niskatshu la'avoda ela b'meshicha kimo shenemar v'mashachta es ha-mishkan v'eskoa shemo v'kidashta also. Out came Heirush v'yaruch olav erech lechem. So now when it says here in Perek Mem in Shmos, Pasuk Chav Gimel, that Moshe set up the lechem upon him, and it says further v'yal haneros in Pasuk Chav Hei, he also came bismanam in the right time achar ha-meshicha. Clearly, there was a meshicha in between. So, what's the pshat that it says that he did it, but he didn't do it yet? He didn't do meshicha. It doesn't say he did meshicha. So he says v'inehem kitam lasus kain. In other words, it's like he's saying he set up the shulchan for the sake of what he's going to do later on. It doesn't mean that the Torah is saying he did it right now. The Torah left out something. He did something in between. He did Meshicha. The answer is, it means he set up the Shulchan, Vayarach Olav, because for the sake of what he's going to do subsequently, the Torah is like saying, flashing ahead, he's going to eventually do it. He didn't do it yet. Did Meshicha first. Lasus came. Umasha Omar Gamken Lamala in Pasuk Dalid. Beibesos HaShulchan V'arachta Es Erko, which again is alluding to the Lechem HaPanim, the Marachos of Lechem HaPanim, that's the Erech Lechem. So again, it doesn't mean right away after he puts the Shulchan in place. He has to do something else. What does he have to do? He has to charge the Shulchan with Kedusha, with the Shemin HaMishchan, Meshicha. Yitzaveh Sheyaruch also Acharei HaMeshicha. And so too, V'nasatas Mizbach Hazav Torres. In the right time, because first of all, it didn't even say yet that he set up the chatzah around the mishkan. You couldn't offer the ola and the mincha and the mizbech achitzon if you don't have the outer fence of the kloyim of the mishkan. So even though the Torah says he did it, don't take it so literally. Means at this second he did it. It means he did everything in its right time. But you have to simply understand that there was something else that was done first. So it just means that eventually it was done. So this is in terms of reading the section of the Psukim in Parashas in Perek Mem. Okay. Now, on this note, I want to go to the Ramban in Vayikra Perek Ches Pasuk Beis. Just ties back together with understanding the sequence of the Parashios. Kaches Aaron. So Rashi comments, this is right now Revi in Parashas Tzav. So when is Hashem talking to Moshe and saying to bring Aaron here? Parshizu nemer shivas yomim kodem akomas hamishkan in muktam ucha batorah lashon Rashi. So how did Rashi learn that what you have in the V in Tzav really is out of sequence? In what way is it out of sequence? In muktam ucha batorah, because this is 7 days before akomas hamishkan, and just prior to this in Parshas Tzav we are post akomas hamishkan. So what Rashi is essentially saying is that Parshas Pekudei ends with Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Parshas Vayikra continues with what's going on in Rosh Chodesh Nisan all the way through halfway into Tzav, And now we're going back 7 days earlier, because obviously this is now talking in the beginning of the Shivas Mi'am Migulim, when Hashem is telling Moshe to gather Aaron Ubanav, and he begins to offer the Karbanos of the Migulim. So that's according to Rashi, this is Ein Mukta Mucha Batorah. The Ramban doesn't like to say this. The Lama Napoch Tiv Elokim Chayim. Why should we switch things around? The Ramban now is going to reiterate and reaffirm what we said, that the Ramban's inclination is that the parshas of Ayikra and Sav are all going back to Chav Gimel Adar. Moshe Rabbeinu was hearing all of this in the beginning of Shas Memulim, the Karbanos, the laws of the Karbanos. V'lom anapa tevel kim chayim v'od, ki tziva v'parshas v'ayom ha-chodesh ha-rishon, that's the parshas section Pekudei, v'chol ha-kamas ha-mishkan, u'b'levishas aron u'banav, u'b'meshichas kulam. It mentions there that he's mitzvah to do all of that. The Sipe Shah Maisa Moshe Binyan HaKama, the Hiske Ba'aron Ubanav Davar Adam Mokam Hazet, doesn't mention anything about Aaron Ubanav until here. Eich Hifish Inyan Echad B'Shtei Parshios V'Icher HaMukdam. So the Ramban is asking, why would he separate and suddenly put something later that really happened earlier? The Ramban wants to learn differently. And here's how he says, Avonachon Shenoma. This is going to be tying back to what we saw in Pekudei in the Ramban. Hanochon Shenoma, ki nitztava ba'akamas ha-mishkan v'chav gimel adar. That's when the tzivui came for ha-kamas ha-mishkan. Ve'hikim oso. That's the first ha-kam. Ve'kasher omad ha-mishkan al ma'amado. Now that the mishkan is quasi-established, this is day one of the Shivas Mi'am Migulim, now Miyad Kara Lo Hashem Yisbarach Shu Yoshev HaKruvim. I want you to think about this lashon here, why he's using the expression here. Hashem, who is the Yoshev HaKruvim, called out to him. We'll see soon in the Ramban and Vayikra, he's going to again say this expression. V'tziva Oso Al Masa HaKarbanos Kol HaParshios HaEle Shemetchilas Vayikra Ad Kan. So everything in the beginning of Vayikra until, but we're up to now, Revi and Sav, all this was taught by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe as soon as it was the first Hakama of Chav Gimel Adar. And why did Hashem teach him all the halachas of Karbanos and Chav Gimel Adar? Ki ratza lelamdo maser kohar karbanos u'mishpiteyem kodim sheyakvim mehem klal. Because before you bring even one karban here in the Mishkan, you have to know all the halachas that there are to know about Karbanos. The Miguyim are just examples of Karbanos too. There are special Karbanos for those days, but whatever it is about a Chatas, you have to know. So that pertains to the Chatas of the Miguyim and an Ola and so on. So Hashem wanted Moshe to hear all the halachas of Karbanos before he offers any Karbanos. As he explains now, as we said, Ki yesh be Karbanos ha-Miguyim, Chatas, Ola, Ushlamim, V'lo yivadu kol dineihem, rak ben ha-pashtu se'ela, she'hikdim lo. So how do you have all the halachas known if not for these parshas and Vayikra and Sav to go over the details of the various karbanos? So all of this had to be taught to Moshe before he began to offer any of those karbanos, beginning on Chav Gimel Adar for Shemesh Gimel Amiguyim. So this is all, again, this is all going on Chav Gimel Adar, from Vayikra through here. And after Hashem concluded giving all these halachas or karbanos, now Hashem said something more to Moshe. And this is where Revi'ah Parshas Sav comes in, exactly where it's stated. Not going back in time. This is exactly where we're holding. We're holding Chav Gimel Adar. Hashem gave Moshe all these mitzvahs about the various karbanos, and then Hashem said further, now it's time to bring Aaron Ubanav here and to get him ready and get the people here to observe. The Acha Kach Amar Kach Es Aaron Bezbanav Itog Zareis Oso Bishas Maise B'Mesha Amar Lo Mitchila. What is going on here? It's Hashem is being Mizarez Moshe right now, Bishas Maisa, on what was already told him way back on the mountain in Parshas Tetzaveh, in Revi and Tetzaveh, that this is what you shall do. He knew about it from then. Now Hashem is telling him, now is the time, Moshe, to carry it out. And there's something added over here that's not mentioned in Tetzaveh, namely, the Hosif Lo Bekan, the Eis Koho Eda Hakel of Pesach Olmoy, Shiyasa B'mamad Kulam. What wasn't stated in Tetzaveh, what is mentioned in Tzav, is that what Moshe is doing right now is in the presence of the whole tzibur, that they all should see it. Why should they all see it? She yedu, she Hashem is baruch bachar b'arnu b'zaro. So the formal pre-inauguration, you could say, or inauguration, as you want to refer to it as Aaron Ubanov, this is a Shushmi Amiluyim. I mean, they're being anointed and they're getting dressed, and it's a formal ceremony. All this should be done in the presence of the Tzibur, that they should see that Hashem has chosen Aaron Ubanov. Okay, now the Rabbanan adds something. Va'alderach ha-yosher, nitztava Moshe b'mleches ha-mishkan. This is again the Ramban Shita, as we've seen in the weeks, the Shiurim earlier. Nitztava Moshe b'mleches ha-mishkan kodem u'maisa ha-egel. So Moshe ben already had all these tzivuyim from before the Chet ha-egel. Ukshinitzvatsa, meaning about the Mishkan. Ukshinitzvatsa lo kadosh baruch hu v'hivticho she-yasher shchinasa b'solchan. Once Hashem was appeased kaviyachol after Chet HaEgel and assured Moshe that the Shekhinah would rest with them, yada me'atzmo she'mitzvah ha'mishkan b'mkom omedes. So we actually read this Ramban going back a few weeks. Some of you remember. Moshe knew on his own that the mitzvah ha'mishkan was in place. V'tziva li'yisrael aleha k'moshe drashti in Parshas Vayakel. And Moshe came down after Yom Kippur. Matzah Yom Kippur, and now the next day is when he's giving over the mitzvahs of the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu recognized already that everything was back to where it needed to be, and he gave over the mitzvah of the Mishkan. But then it's interesting, when the Ramban adds, and we were medayik in this Ramban already weeks ago, v'achare she'eshlimu ha-melacha, in other words, after Klal Yisrael, the group, Bitzal and his crew, finished doing the work of the Mishkan, nemalo, so this is somewhere in Adar, close to Chav Gimel Adar. Hashem is telling Moshe that it's going to be a major inauguration on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And in that section, in Perek Mem, in Pekudei, V'sham Ne'amalo V'ikraptas Aron Mezbanav. It says over there that you shall bring Aron Ubanav close. V'hinei yoda shigam Aron Ubanav v'malasam v'chibasam v'fnei ha'makom. So from there, Moshe knew at that point that, you know what, Aaron Ubanav are also back in their favor in Hashem's eyes. I mean, medayik this Ramban. I mean, why did it take that for Moshe to know that? Didn't Moshe know that already earlier too? If he knew that Mishkan was back in place, didn't he already know that Aaron Ubanav were back in favor? After all, when he talked to them in Parshas Vayakel in the beginning, after Yom Kippur, he's already telling them to make big dikuna for Aaron Ubanav. So apparently he didn't know that Aaron Ubanav were back in favor. So what is Ramban Mashma here? That it was only when Hashem gave the parasha of Yom HaChodesh HaRishon V'Echad HaChodesh, and he mentions the Aron Ubanav, that only then did Moshe know. This is Tzarachiyun. We discussed this a few weeks ago. Al Kopanim, so then he knew Aron Ubanav were back in their favor. The Achshav Charzav Ezer Zobi Yom Rishon Shemiluyim U'Bishas Maisa. V'hinei, so what it all boils down to is this, that everything is Keseder, V'hinei Kol Parashas Kesidron, Ela Shehikdim, one thing was the Torah just finished up, even though it's chronologically happening later. What is that? The end of Pikudi, the very last couple of psukim. El shehikdim vayichasa onan es ol moed. And when is that happening? That's the end of Pikudi, that the onan covered ol moed. Shehu biyom shmini limiluyim kedasav yiseinu. L'sader kol inyan hakamas ha-mishkan. In order to simply organize for us the whole seder of hakama, that's what Pikudi is doing for us. Ki kein derech haksuvim chol mokum ha-hashrim inyan ha-shehizchil bo. As we're talking about working our way up toward Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so it tells you the final picture of what was happening on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But as far as Parshas Vayikra is concerned, we're going back to Chav Gimel Adar. Okay, so this is again the instinct of the Ramban. The Parshas Vayikra was in Chav Gimel Adar, but here this Ramban really gives us the picture here of how to work it all out. Okay. A couple other little Rambans, and then we'll get to Vayikra. Vayetsu Milfanav, Yatsu Milfanav. This is now the Ramban in Parshas Bahar. It's a long Ramban. I've just taken two sentences from that Ramban. Vayetsu Milfanav, Miyad, Ubo, Kula, V'nasnu Anadava. This is when they heard Moshe's campaign speech for the Mishkan. They came right back with the Nadava. V'asu HaMishkan, V'shimu Melachto. And they finished the work of the Mishkan. V'kashe Hukam, Miyad vayikra Moshe v'davish v'melav me'ol mo'ed v'tzivahu b'kavanus v'chol to'es kohanim v'moshe tzivah kol aron avana v'kol b'nei yisrael miyad. So, the question is though, when the Ramban says kasher hukam, what does he refer to here? Remember, there are two possibilities the Ramban presented back in Pekudei. Vayikra el Moshe, when? Chav Gimel Adar, that's what the Ramban is going with in Parshas Tzav, as we just read. But the other possibility that Ramban mentioned from the Koheles Rabbah was that Vayikra Moshe was when? Was indeed on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, after the cloud was covering. So the question is how to read this Ramban in Parshas Bahar. Kasher hukam miyad Vayikra Moshe. Now, kasher hukam could mean what? Kasher hukam mean the Hakama of Chav Gimel Adar. You could call that a Hakama. That was the first day. Or the kasher hukam could mean the Hakama of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which was the official Hakama that wasn't going to get disassembled. I leave it to you to try to be medayik here. The Ramban goes on and says that Moshe was mitzav miyad el Aaron el Banu Kol Bnei Yisrael. Is that so? Did he actually give it over right away during Chav Gimel, during the Shavuos Yemei Miluyim? Or are we talking after Rosh Chodesh Nisan? But he says miyad. If it was taught on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that could be pretty much miyad. If it was taught Chav Gimel Adar, then does he mean that he right away gave it over to Bnei Yisrael during those 7 days? He was already telling Bnei Yisrael Hilchos Karbanos. Well, that was only after Rosh Chodesh Nisan that he conveyed that to Kol Yisrael. I don't know. That's an interesting question. And then one other Ramban that should just, I'll just put into the hopper here in Parshas Tzah, in Parshas Naso, Vayhi B'Yom Kalos Moshe. So how exactly does that fit where it is? Vayhi B'Yom Kalos Moshe is the description of the 12 days of the Nesiim offering Karbanos over those 12 days. So that begins right on the Yom that Kalos Moshe Lakim is on Mishkan. V'nichtav azos ha-parsha b'kan, that is the parsha of the Nesiim, Bavur, ki biyom harishon shel miluyim, kara el Moshe me'ol moed, v'ayda b'Hashem elav kol parshas yimit chilat sefer yikra, v'yibiyom ha-shmini shem midin yir karbanos. So this again, Ramban is saying, like we saw in Parshas Tzav, and the way he was inclined to say in Pekudei, that the teachings of Vayikra and Tzav were when? On Yom Rishon Lemiluyim. The Ramban says that again over here. Yom HaShemini, from the 8th day of Miluyim Nidbar Lo, Kol Parshas Yom Tchila Zos HaChai Shetochlu, Shehem Bedini Yisav HaHeter. In other words, Kashrus. That's in Parshas Nu, what Parshas is that? Zos HaChai Shetochlu, who knows? Where's the Parshas of Kashrus and Chomish in Sefer Vayikra? Shmini. So that was taught after Yom HaShemini, because it's, you know, the beginning of the parish is Yom HaShemini, so that's fine. V'yesh b'kuon in karbanos, v'nimshucho en yonim ala mokam hazeh, k'seidah k'asher pirashti, just continues on, and Rabban goes on, as I explained, you know, earlier, k'shehishlim ha-mitzvah, sh'nitztav ha-moshe le'emu yisrael, b'kuon dini avodu b'karbanos ha-mishmeres ha-omodim ha-vodoso. So finishing all that, chaza achachin b'kan l'hagid nidvas ha-nesiyim b'karbanam, shahayu. Now when did that last? Which 12 days? So he says, either, and this is interesting, either the 8th until the 19th of the Chodesh, or as Chazal say, the 12 days until the 12th of the Chodesh. The traditional approach is that the 12 days of the Nisim was from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 12th of Nisan. What he's sort of alluding to earlier is what someone say, and maybe there's a day in Chazal like this as well, that indeed the Shavuos Yemei Miluyim were Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 7th of Nisan. Yom HaShemini is 8th of Nisan, in which case the 12 days would begin then and continue through the 19th. The Ramban mentions that Agav, but then he's Kedib Rabbi Seinu, it was really the 12 days from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 12th. Okay, now with this in mind, what I'd like to do is this. We left out one Ramban at the end of Pekudei, Vayichas on the Sol Moed, and then that has to be read together with the Ramban at the beginning of Vayikra in Perek Aleph. And what we want to figure out is the following. Vayikra el Moshe. Vayidaber Hashem elav me'ol ha-moed le'emor. Where was Moshe when Hashem calls out? Where was Moshe when Hashem began to speak? And what day is this? Now we already saw really two possibilities as far as the day. The day could be Chav Gimel Adar, the beginning of Shavuos Yemei Miluyim. That's the way the Ramban seems to be more leaning in that direction. Alternatively, the day could be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But there's a big nafka mina. Because on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there was already a cloud covering everything. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was called. Now, the approach that the Ramban is going to now work with, and then Chazal are going to say something different. Let's speak it all out, and then we'll see inside, it'll be easier. why does the Torah accentuate Vayikra El Moshe? Hashem spoke many times to Moshe, you know, throughout Moshe's career, and throughout the time of the Mishkan, the time it was established. So Ol Moed was the place that Moshe heard whatever mitzvahs that were taught. It was always from the Ol Moed. So why is expressed over here by Yikra El Moshe? So Chazal take the approach, and Rashi goes with this as well, that really this is nothing special right now by Yikra. Torah is telling you something and you understand it with all the time. Every time Hashem spoke to Moshe with whatever mitzvah, it was preceded by a calling. Moshe, Moshe, and Moshe says, Hineini, and then Hashem proceeds and says, Dabo b'nei so this, Dabo b'nei so that, and whatever it is. That's Chazal. However, the Mefarshei HaPshat learned differently. And the Ramban first goes with that. That Vayikra Moshe specifically now, because now this is the first time that Hashem is speaking to Moshe from Ol Moed. And Hashem needs Moshe to get permission. Moshe was not going to enter without permission. Now enter means where? Hashem says, Moshe, you may enter. You may approach. Vayikra El Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Elav. There really is a basis in Chazal. I spoke out the other night by the Sichas Musar from the Medrash Rabbah, also along these lines. And Moshe needed permission to come. And so the Mefarshei HaPshat, all of them in different ways, are going to focus on this Pshat. Vayikra El Moshe, Moshe needed permission. Now, let's understand. Where did Moshe enter, and why did he need permission to enter? And this will depend really on what day we're referring to. And this will be important to understand Vayikra El Moshe, and it will also be important to understand the Sukkim at the end of Parshas Pekudei. So just look once again at the Lashon of the Pasuk in Pekudei at the end. It says by Maftir, Vayichas Ha'onan Esol Moed, Uchvod Hashem Moleh Esa Mishkan. So what day, Rabbi Osai, what day are we referring to now? Pretty clear. That's clear. What was clear is clear. What day? No? Rosh Chodesh? No. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Nen. Pasuk Lamed Hei. V'lo yachol Moshe lavo elo amoleh. Ki shachan elav he'ana. Uchvod Hashem moleh es ha-mishkan. Moshe was unable to enter the Ol Moed because the Anan was completely enveloping the Mishkan. And it says again, Uchvod Hashem Moleh Es HaMishkan. We have to understand what the Pasuk is trying to tell us here. Moshe could not enter into Ol Moed. And it says twice, Ki Shachan Olav Anan, Uchvod Hashem Moleh Es HaMishkan. Then it goes on and says that when the cloud would lift, the Bnei Yisrael would travel, and so on. Fine. But I want to understand this Pshat, this Pasuk. V'lo yachol Moshe v'ol Moed, and how does this pasuk shed light on the pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Vayikra El Moshe? Keep in mind one other pasuk. Rashi already quotes that's the seeming contradiction here, and that's a pasuk at the end of Parshas Naso, the very last pasuk of Parshas Naso. Uvevo Moshe El Ohel Moed, the Daberi To, Vayishma Sakomi Dabelo, Miaka Force Nesheron Eidos, Mishna Kruv, my Dabelo. The last Pasuk of Nasa. And when Moshe would enter, Ohel Moed, the Daberi To. Sounds like Moshe would enter. Whenever he wanted to enter, he would enter. Uvevo Moshe. Here it says, Velo Yochel Moshe, Lavo El Moed. And then you have a Yikra El Moshe. Let's put it all together. Okay, so we need to look at two Rambans to get a perspective here. One Ramban, first Ramban Vayikra, and then we'll go back to the Ramban in Pekudei on Vayichas on the Ol Moed. Look at the Ramban here. Amar HaKosuv Bekan Vayikra El Moshe Vayidavi Hashem Elov V'lo Amar Kein B'Shar HaMakomos. Why don't we find this anywhere else? Vayikra El Moshe. Vayidaber Elav. Just Vayidaber Hashem Moshe, that's all. Bavur shelo hayayachol Moshe lavo el Ol Moed. Because as the Pasuk says at the end of Sefer Shmos, there in Perek Mem Pasuk Lamed Hei, that Moshe was unable to enter Ol Moed. Liyoso nigash el amokam asher shama Elokim. Rak bikriya sheyikra osa. Only with Hashem calling him. Shekvar nemar leMoshe. Shekvar nemar leMoshe v'dibarti itcha me'al kaporeth min shnei akruvim asher rivadu lecha shama. V'kevan sheyoda shaHashem yoshev hakruvim Nisyare lovo ba'olmo eklal ad shekara elov. Kasher ba'har Sinai sha'omar ba'yikra el Hashem Moshe el Rosh Ahar ba'yal Moshe ba'yikra el Moshe ba'yom ha'shvi mitoche anon. So now, what is the Rabban saying? Moshe couldn't enter in the Ol Moed to go to the place of Shasham Elokim Rak Bikriya. Now, was there an anon on the Ol Moed? On this first of the Shiva Simei HaMiguyim? Not yet. So what does Ramban mean he couldn't enter the Ol Moed? Because Moshe felt he couldn't enter even before that. That's why the Ramban is stressing here that Hashem is a Yoshev HaKruvim. In other words, that alone was to Moshe a barrier. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know that he can go in. That's what Ramban means here also. That even he's going, even if he assumed that it's not yet Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's Ramban's inclination. That it's talking Chav Gimel Adar. But nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu did not feel that he had the courage to enter into the place where Hashem is the Yoshev HaKruvim. L'inez nigash el ha-mokam asher shom Elokim. So therefore he was afraid to go into the Ol Moed, even into the Ol Moed itself. Ad shekara elav, as we find by Hasina, Hashem called Moshe. Once Hashem called Moshe, so now he entered, and now from here on in other words, he didn't need to be called. So it's only this time by Yikrael Moshe. Oh, now what's the second thing? Oh, shelo Moshe yodea shall kavod ba'ohel v'shia lo hadibur misha. What is the Ramban now suggesting? Another reason why Moshe needed to be called. Moshe did not know that he would be told anything right now. Why not? Because maybe Moshe was thinking that there's not going to be a communication to him until the day that the Anan would finally come to rest on the Mishkan. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu needed to be called in order to realize that there's going to be a tzivoy now. Because again, if there was no kavod in the ohel yet, so maybe the Hashem's not going to speak to him yet. O shelo Moshe yodea shal kavod ba'ohel, sheyia lo adibur misham, ki lo kisala anan ad yom ha-shmini kedas Rabbi Sein. The achar ha-kriya, once Moshe was called, ba Moshe be'ohel lefnai v'lefnim. Once Moshe was called, Moshe entered all the way inside by the Aram, by the Shnei HaKruvim. Bibin Shnei HaKruvim, that's where Moshe was. Kemosha Amru, Aaron bebal yavo, but in Moshe bebal yavo, Aaron was restricted from entering just like that. Moshe could go any time to the Kodesh HaKadosh. V'zehu derech ha-pshat ha-kosuv hazeh. In other words, that this was a one-time kriya. Kemosha Amru, v'kvar peirashti v'lumalu. Now, let's pause now and maybe go back to Pekudei and then we'll pick up continuation of the Ramban here. He says, Kfar Pirashti Lamala. So take a look. Go back to Pekude. Vayichas Anan Esol Moed. Right? Everyone have it? Mem Lamedalit. Vayichas Anan Esol Moed. Amar Ki Ha'anan Yechase Esol Mikol Tzad. That means the Anan was completely enveloping the ohel on every side, v'hu mechuse v'tamun bo. In other words, it's like you could imagine the Mishkan was completely buried, covered in every way, completely enveloped by the Anan. This is unique. This is a Yom Hashmini Miluim. The other days wasn't to this extent. It was an Anan on the Mishkan, but not v'yichas ha'an es olam moed mechuse, completely buried, mechuse v'tamun bo. And then it says further in the pasuk, "Uchvod Hashem moleyas hamishkan." What does that mean? Ki tocho moley hakavod. That means within was the kavod of Hashem. Ki hakavod shochein b'socha anan tocha mishkan. In other words, so the Anan was enveloping the Mishkan and the Kavod was within. And this is similar to Har Sinai. Ramban makes this equation a lot, the continuation of Har Sinai. Ki'inin she'anema ba'Sinai, el ho'arafel asher shama elkim. That there was the intense cloud. Now Ramban is now going to touch the Pasuk Lamed Hei. V'lo yachol Moshe. V'amar ki lo yachol Moshe lavo el ohel moed, meaning what? Afilu el ha-Pesach. So Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't even approach the Pesach of the Ohel. Why not? Mipnei she'ahaya ha'anan mechas oso, v'lohai rashay lavo b'socha anan. It was what's in front of the Mishkan, the Anan. And Moshe would have had to enter the Anan. He wasn't going to enter without permission to the Anan. So he couldn't even go to the Pesach of the Ohel Moed, let alone inside, because of the Anan. V'od, ki hamishkan molek for Hashem eichi kanes bo, and further that the covered was inside, so he couldn't go in there either. What's the thing he means? So he can't go in, and he can't even go to the Pesach either because of the Anan on the outside. Vatam, meaning to say shelo yavusham below rishus. Moshe is not going to go without rishus into the covered Hashem, into the Anan on the outside. Avo yikra oso v'yavo b'socha anan. But what will happen? Hashem will call, and then what will Moshe do when Hashem calls? He'll enter b'socha anan. Where do we find that Moshe enters b'socha anan? Kasher osa b'har Sinai. In part, it says at the end of Mishpatim, v'yikra Moshe v'yom ha-shvi'i mitocha anan v'yavo Moshe b'socha anan. So according to this, where did Moshe enter after Hashem called Moshe? V'yikra Moshe. Where did Moshe enter? Into the Anan. So where was he located now, Moshe Rabbeinu? He was in the Mishkan or at the Pesach of the Mishkan? Is that what I understand the Ramban now? According to Ramban, is saying now, so Moshe entered B'toch HaAnan, meaning he's on the entrance of the Mishkan. He's not inside. Why did he go inside? Because it's Yom HaShmini. So that day he didn't go inside the Mishkan. He entered into the Anan, he says. Val derech pshat. Well, let's see. He says it a minute later like that. Val derech pshat. Bavur shenema vayda b'shem elav me'ohel moed lo nichnas Moshe l'mishkan. Avakara oso me'ohel moed v'amad pesach ohel moed vayda b'elav. So in other words, Ramban is saying clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu was stationed in a Pesach Ohel Moed, and Hashem spoke to him. Usually Moshe was inside, Hashem spoke. But this Yom HaShmini, so according to what Ramban is saying now, this Vayikra Moshe was what day? I think it means he's going with the Tzadeh, it's on Yom HaShmini, because that's the day that the Anan was completely enveloping the Mishkan. Again, this is assuming like the Vayikra Moshe was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Again, these are the two possibilities Ramban alluded to earlier. So this is what Ramban is saying at this point. Rabbi Seinu Amru, Kosev Echad Omer V'lo Yochel Moshe L'Vol HaMoed. Kosev Echad Omer V'lo Moshe L'Vol HaMoed. Hechriya Ki Shachan Alev HaAnan. So that's the Machriya, that only when the Anan was there. Ki L'Daitam, because what a Chazal understand? U'Bevo Moshe L'Vol HaMoed means Yavosham V'lo Kriya Midaito. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to be called out to go in. Omer pnei she'omar v'yishma asakol midaber lo me'al kaporis nir lehem shayim Moshe omid b'socha o'el lefnei kaporis. Or because it says that he heard Hashem speaking, so Moshe was inside. B'kol eis ha'yos kavad Hashem mo'ei es ha'mishkan lo nichnas Moshe b'socha, meaning on the Yom HaShmini. U'kach yomru shahaya zeh l'achah shenistalik ka'anan. When did Moshe go in? All the way in when the Anan wasn't there. K'lomar shenistalik m'l'chasas kol ha'o'el. What does Chazal mean to say? That when did Moshe go in? When it no longer was enveloped, that Yom HaShmini was, when it was completely enveloped, that Moshe meant Moshe couldn't go in. Once that lifted, Moshe could enter. So La'achash Nistari Ka'ana means after it was no longer enveloping the Ohel. The Ein HaKavod Maleis HaMishkan in the same way as Yom HaShmini. Ki Lo HaYazeh Rak B'Yom HaShmini B'Redes Shem HaKavod. V'akriya sh'ama v'yikra amosha v'ydav Hashem elav mo'omoed al daitam kod mochin ha'isa. According to that Chazal, that work out that Moshe Moshe could not enter the Ohel Moed when the Anan was on it. So then that was before. Vayikra Moshe was on the first of the Shulchan Aruch Miguyim. Kasha Pirashti Lamala. V'itachin Shakos V'shomer Pam Acher Sukh V'Hashem Oyin Samishlan Yimel Zol Kovet HaShokhin B'Kirbo. Okay. So all of this is trying to work out different ways to understand Vayikra Moshe, that was a one-time Kriya. And again, you have to just consider the possibility that it was on Yom HaShmini L'Miguyim or it was Yom Rishon L'Miguyim. And hinging on this would be if Moshe entered inside or if he was outside in the Pesach Ohel. Now, the Ramban back in Vayikra brings Chazal, another Chazal. Rabbi Seinu Amru, Ki L'cho Adibro, S'l'cho Amiro, S'l'cho Tzivuim Kadma Kriya. Kolomar sheyomar elav Moshe, Moshe veyomar hineini. He said there are chiba vezirus leMoshe. In other words, this is a whole new thing. Every time Hashem spoke to Moshe, he started off by saying Moshe, Moshe. And Moshe responds hineini, and Hashem says what he says. V'nei al daitam hiskir ze bekan. Why mention it dafke here? Ki bavur shehu tchilas adibur shehaya elav miol moed. So it's the first time that we have Hashem speaking from Ol Moed, Lulamid al Kulam. This is now teaching you that this is always what went on. Kikirnia Mishpato Koha Yamin Bechoa Torah. So according to this Chazal, it wasn't a Vayikra to give permission and license to Moshe to enter. It was a Vayikra of Chiba. Ume Ol Moed Ledaitam Hu Mugda. In other words, the Me Ol Moed does not mean Hashem spoke Me Ol Moed, but Hashem called Me Ol Moed. But the Dibor was, of course, when Moshe was inside. Like he says, Uvo Moshe Ol Moed. Vayikra Elav Me Ol Moed, Vadabesh Me Elav Bi Ohel, Ki Moshe Hayasham. And again, this may or may not be so according to the Ramban earlier. If you assume Vayikra was a license and permission, so then it depends, right? If you assume that Moshe entered because it was not yet the Yom HaShmini, if it was Chav Gimel Adar that Hashem called, then as soon as Hashem called to Moshe, so then we can assume that Moshe went inside. Why not? There's no, it was not Kfod Hashem Aleyes HaMishkan. Moshe still was Nisiyare to go in because the Yosef HaKruvim is there, and also he didn't know that Hashem would speak to him then. So according to the Pshat that Moshe was given a license to come in, so then it would mean Moshe entered into the Mishkan, it was Chav Gimel Adar. But if it was on Yom HaShmini that Hashem is calling, then it could be that Ramban would hold that Moshe only entered to the point that he was outside, but B'toch HaAnan, because the Anan was enveloping the Mishkan. Moshe entered the Anan, as the Ramban mentioned before, Derech HaPshat, that it means he was on Pesach HaOhel. Usually Hashem spoke to Moshe when he was inside. But according to assuming that this was on Yom HaShmini, so he didn't go inside, he only stayed on the Pesach Ohel, Vayikra El Moshe, Vaydabra Hashem Elav, Mei Ohel Moed, meaning Hashem was speaking from Ohel Moed, Moshe was outside Ohel Moed. But if you assume that Moshe was given a license and it was on Chav Gimel Adar, he just didn't know Hashem would speak to him, or he didn't realize that he can go in, because still Hashem is a Yosef HaKruvim. So then Moshe Rabbeinu was given a license, Vayikra El Moshe, and Moshe entered inside all the way in, Lefnai V'Lefnim, and Vaydabra Hashem Elav. But according to Chazal, Vayikra El Moshe was always the case. Hashem was always calling Moshe Lashon Chiba. So then, of course, Moshe was inside, and like he always was. And according to that, the Ramban assumes that this took place on the first day of Shivat Yom Miluyim, and therefore Moshe was able to go all the way inside. So it comes out, according to any way you look at it, if a new nafkamina now, whether we view Parshas Vayikra and Tzav as having taken place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or if it took place on Chav Gimel Adar, and the first question would be, where was Moshe when Hashem called to him, and Hashem spoke to him, where was Moshe? Was he inside the Ohel Moed by the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where he always was typically when Hashem spoke? Uvevo Moshe Ohel Moed Ledaberito, or was he outside? So if it was on Chav Gimel Adar, then Moshe Rabbeinu could well have been inside. Maybe he needed permission to go in, according to the Derech HaPshat that the Ramban is going with, and the Medrash like that as well. He didn't feel he could go in. Hashem said, come in. But if it was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then L'chor Moshe was outside and didn't go in Mamish to the Mishkan. And maybe he needed permission to go into the Anan, or maybe it was just the Lashon Chiba. But the Lashon Chiba of the Ramban is going with the idea that it was in Chav Gimel Adar. So I think that would mean that if it was a Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then Moshe Rabbeinu was given permission and he entered into the Anan. and then he was at the Pesach Ohel. This one seems to me to put together the two Rambans. Again, you can look it on your own and see how it strikes you. This is how it strikes me, at least. The Ramban at the end of Pekudei, and that we just read, Vaychasa Anan, and connecting it to Vayikra Moshe. And you have to learn Ramban deeply. I mean, you know, you always have to revisit it, look at it again, get a different angle on it. But again, you know, we read it sukkim sometimes so quickly, you don't really chap what's going on. You have to be ma'ayin and chumash, look ma'ayin everything, any Gemara. Sukkim are telling us something. How does it work out? What Hashem Oyes HaMishkan, V'yachol Moshe, V'yikrel Moshe, V'yikrel Moshe, we just say it. You know, it's like, you have to know, what does V'yikrel Moshe mean? What's the pshat in the pasuk? Why is he being called? You have one mahalach of Chazal, you have the other pshat. So this is it's all part of a milus b'Torah. We can invoke one message separate from the content of the shiur. It's that we should understand that we have to learn Chumash B'Iyun too. not just Rashi Tosfos B'Iyun. All right, have a good Shabbos.